life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the dark, missing the darkest sins. We be in the mid men, I gotta understand and trust wherever he lead me, even on cursed land. He was a humble, suffering servant, the great I am. Chose Jesus as that lamb to be killed by man. I'm willing to die for the Lord, sacrificing my body, cutting down the devil with my Bible sword. Honor Christ for who he is, being willing to give him what is valuable and stop living like some Hannibals. Finding Jesus means different direction. Are you willing to be led a different way by the resurrected? Through Christ's birth, God became visible and tangible, tempted in the desert, tired, hungry, and vulnerable. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he didn't open his mouth for power. Yo, the hook is, keep it going, this is the hook. What time is it, Rod? Oh, it's like 2? Lord, just let this one go. Let this one go, we gon' let this go. Let this one go, one taker. One take, a take with one taker. I only come as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man that's coming back to this world. Jesus Christ was offered on the cross as a substitute for us. And plus, God didn't spare his own son so that we could be spared from eternal death that we deserve so clear. Jesus was teaching, preaching the healing. These are the three main aspects of his ministry he was revealing. He got me roaming the earth on a mission to soul search, planting seeds for harvest in the universe. Jesus called people for more walks of life. The diseased and disabled got healed up by Christ. And not just the physical sickness, but of spiritual sickness. Showed us his concern for wholeness by the scriptures. He is the ultimate authority, and he knows exactly who we should be. Gonna let this go, let this go, let this track go, let this go. We gonna let this go, let this track go, let this go, go, go. Let this go, let this go. We gon' let this go. Let this track go and flow, flow, flow. Take it for the whole. Jesus is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him will never hunger or thirst the day or night. We have to treat every person that we encounter as if they are Jesus. This way the peace never leaves us. God will separate his obedient followers from pretenders. He'll take a borrower and change him into a lender. He'll give you what you want and what you need if you first seek his kingdom and righteousness indeed. He never left because his Holy Spirit's present. You're walking in him, breathing in him to live in the presence. If we refuse to serve the King faithfully, we become disloyal subjects fit only for banishing. We have to stop getting blown away by the winds of temptation. So let him be your rock so your body won't collapse in. Nail your sins to the cross so the real you can rise out the lost.